at computercareer.edu.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Did he tell his lawyer to lie? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A BuzzFeed report citing law enforcement sources says President Trump didn't want Congress to know about his business plans in Russia as lawmakers investigated the 2016 campaign.
The news site reporting that President Trump personally directed Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about negotiations to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. The president's attorney dismissing the report, releasing a statement to multiple news outlets, and that statement says, quote, if you believe Cohen, I can get you a great deal on the Brooklyn Bridge.
That's Fox's Jillian Mealy. Cohen has already pleaded guilty to lying to Congress. He'll report to prison in March. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff calls the allegation in that report among the most serious to date. It's day 28 of the partial government shutdown, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still in Washington after the president canceled her trip overseas, not letting her use a military plane. Fox's Rachel Sutherland's live in D.C.
Dave, a lot of reaction on Capitol Hill after President Trump threw Democrats under the bus, forcing them off the vehicles they were getting ready to leave for Afghanistan to visit U.S. troops with a stop in Brussels. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had no business leading a delegation anyway.
Why would you leave the country with government shut down and you're Speaker of the House?
Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee.
The president is one of the smallest and pettiest people that I have come across in my 40 years of public life.
The president canceled the trip one day after Speaker Pelosi disinvited him from delivering his State of the Union address. Dave.
Rachel, there are more talks today between the U.S. and North Korea amid the attempt to get that country to give up nuclear weapons. A top official will sit down with Secretary of State Pompeo in Washington, discussing a possible second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. There are also talks in Sweden, reportedly. It's going to be stormy from the Dakotas to Maine.
In the Midwest, the Great Lakes, the Northeast, New England, we could have blizzard conditions this weekend.
That's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. This is Fox News.
Keeps coming. You know what to do.
Hey, I'm going to just rip this Band-Aid off. We need to break up. You're not good for me. I'm always sweaty and uncomfortable around you, and I'm not getting any benefits from this relationship. You're just a basic memory foam mattress. I deserve better. And before you ask, yes, there is someone else. I've been seeing the purple mattress online for a while now. Don't blame yourself. How can you compete with a bed that totally supports me, hugs my pressure points, and sleeps so effortlessly cool? Not to mention the 100-night trial and free shipping. Now that's a bed with benefits. It'll make me feel better than you ever could.
Break up with your old mattress and get with the purple today. Get a $100 store credit with the purchase of a mattress. Just text RELAX to 797979 to get your $100 store credit. The only way to get this exclusive offer is to text RELAX to 797979. That's RELAX to 797979.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. TNC and privacy policy found at purple.com. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Tens of thousands of people will gather in the nation's capital later today.
Organizers say the 46th annual March for Life will go on as planned, regardless of the partial government shutdown. The march, done as a protest of abortion, is set for today at noon. The event is usually planned on or around the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. Counter-protesters are expected at the event, and a warning on the March for Life website tells participants not to engage with them. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Thousands of teachers in Los Angeles will be out picketing a fifth day. They've been on strike all week, demanding more pay and smaller class sizes and more nurses and other staff. The schools are still open with some substitutes, but most students have stayed home. A white former Chicago police officer will learn his fate today, sentenced for shooting a black teenager.
Supporters of former officer Jason Van Dyke are bracing for a sentence they say fueled by politics. The other side wants virtual life in prison for the second-degree murder conviction in the 2014 shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, who was high in hallucinogenic drugs when he was shot 16 times after refusing police orders to drop his knife. Van Dyke's defense team is asking for as little as probation, the prosecution requesting as little as 18 years. Van Dyke is also expected to address the court before he's sentenced. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A preschool is being investigated in Jersey City, New Jersey, the day after a four-year-old took an afternoon nap but never woke up. School staffers found the boy unresponsive. He was rushed to a hospital where the child was pronounced dead. On Wall Street, stocks could rise at the opening bell. Dow futures are up 163 points, which was what the Dow's gain was yesterday as well. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
ESPN 93.5. Good morning. I'm Diane Ducey. It is January 18th, 2019, and we've got a winter storm warning that we'll talk about after our local news from Jamie Monticelli. It's brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass with Wade Adams. If you have a chip or one of those spider cracks in your windshield, see the folks at American Eagle Auto Glass and get that fixed.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana police are getting body cameras. The department has bought a new integrated video recording system, which includes squad car cameras, body cameras, and interview room surveillance cameras. Officers will get training on the body cameras in the next several weeks. The squad car cameras will be installed in new squad cars when they are soon delivered. The total budget for the system was about $220,000. We are now 4 weeks officially into the federal government shutdown. Bloomberg says a new report says federal workers are pulling money out of their retirement accounts to get by. Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board data shows a 34% jump in the number of hardship withdrawals in the 2.5 weeks after Christmas compared to the same period last year. That information goes through January 14th, the first weekday after many federal workers missed getting paid. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield that causes it to chip, don't worry. American Eagle Auto Glass can fix that for only $50. $50! American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring that they do it the right way and the safe way. And at American Eagle Auto Glass, you're not just a number. You're their customer. Located in Champaign and Danville. For more information, go to AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com.
Our forecast is brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist with two locations, Kern Cunningham in Urbana and The Crossing in Champaign. In fact, we have a giveaway today from Blossom Basket Florist. If you'd like to text in to 359-2255, just the word flower. I'll be reaching out to find out the story where you want a bouquet of flowers sent to someone special. 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Again, 359-2255. We're doing a bouquet giveaway from Blossom Basket today. 359-2255 on ESPN 93.5. Some fog, some clouds. Much better today, though, as we get ready and prepare. Today's high 32, 28 our low tonight. There's a 30% chance of showers late, but from midnight tonight to midnight tomorrow, we have a winter storm warning in effect. In our area, it's looking like 3 to 5 inches. It could be more to the north and less to the south. It looked like when I saw that ice line, it was right around Mattoon. So just take note of the slick conditions that we could be facing and the blowing snow with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Saturday night's low 11, only up to 18 and down to 6 for Sunday. High 21, Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday with partly cloudy conditions. Once again, we're looking at late tonight, midnight, and then all day on Saturday with that winter storm warning in effect. ESPN 93.5 with Stevie J checking in from Asia. I love the various reports that also spotlight his kids. With Grace commenting about Koh Samui in this report, ESPN 93.5.
Well, as we wind up our day here in Koh Samui Island, Bangkok, we are kind of thinking about what we got done here. We took a tender in this morning, and the ship, the Princess Sapphire, took it very orderly. You had to get a tender ticket. That means you have to ride in a smaller vessel ashore because it's just not deep enough for the Sapphire Princess without rubbing bottom. So it's a good, I don't know, half mile, mile out offshore probably. Good 20-minute tender ride in. So we came in, and immediately, as I mentioned in an earlier report, Diane, it was probably the closest anybody could ever feel to being in the Academy Awards or a major newsmaker where everybody's screaming at you because there were dozens upon dozens of taxi drivers yelling for business with laminated cards showing tours, showing what they offered. And it was, I walked through, it was like a tunnel of people. Christian had the idea we'd get Sharpies and sign their or at least get a video of it and pretend to sign with our finger like Dan Quayle did many years ago. Anyway, it was quite an experience to have a tunnel of people yelling at you what it must feel like to be a big newsmaker or somebody the press wants to talk to all the time. So we got into a nice air-conditioned van in Koh Samui Island and took a ride to Safari Park, where we had a 15-minute elephant ride and had interaction with the elephants, got pictures with the elephants, got to hug the elephants, got to feed the elephants bananas. And I thought the treatment was wonderful, the way they treated their animals. And it was really fun. The animals, they seemed happy, spraying water on each other, spraying water on us. It was very, very unusual. And Benjamin was the one that really wanted to do elephant rides. Are you happy with the elephant excursion today, bud?
I'm ecstatic. That was just something I'm going to remember forever, and I hope I can come back. The elephants are just so adorable, and it was so fun to get to ride on one's head, to be able to control it. They kind of showed me how to go forward, and it was just a really special experience to have with family. I'm really thankful I got to do it, and we got some great pictures and some great memories to take home, and also a nice wooden elephant to put on top of our piano. So we've had a great time.
We did find a wooden elephant that we did purchase because it, you know, gave us the memory we'll have on our piano at home of our trip to this island south of Bangkok, Thailand. I believe there's a ferry that goes into Bangkok from here, so we're already plotting how we can get back to Thailand. Bangkok was too busy yesterday. It was just too much traffic, too many people. This has more of a Caribbean feel, except the prices on stuff is off the charts. You can just buy anything for just about any price, and it's just refreshing. I mean, we had a lunch, Diane. We had, I don't know, lunch for all of us, enough food for all of us, and I think we paid $16.80 total all in. $16.80. And we're doing shopping here. I just bought a few things, including something for Diane Ducey. And it's just, it's so reasonable. You get so much for your U.S. dollar here. And there's a lot of competition, but it's not also panicky, and they don't chase you. It's just, here are the prices, and they'll negotiate a little bit, but they're just, it's just really fun when your money goes that far. So, again, Koh Samui, you'll look it up. As I mentioned earlier, it's mentioned in the movie Meet the Parents, or Robert De Niro is secretly buying a honeymoon package for his daughter and her future husband. And he speaks Thai, and he's talking Koh Samui, and that's the first we'd ever heard it, and this is, here we are visiting. So lots of fun here today in this island nation. It's been island off of the nation of Thailand. It's now sunny. It was torrential rain, and of course weeks ago you heard in the news how a tropical storm had hit here. We have not been able to notice any remnants of that whatsoever. I can't tell. It's wet here today because it's been raining, but otherwise not bad at all. All right, that's going to wrap it up for now. From Koh Samui Island, the next time we talk will be Monday when I'll be in Singapore. And that's about as far away as I can get from the studio. But the way the international dateline works, I'll be talking to you Monday from Singapore and Tuesday at the Pines in Urbana. We'll come all the way home because we'll get back all the hours we gave up, the 14, 15 hours we gave up coming over here. We'll gain it back. So we'll be leaving Singapore 10 in the morning and be in Chicago at 7 the same day. Pretty amazing. Then we'll drive back, God willing, and weather dependent. Hopefully the weather will hold for us so we can get home. On behalf of all of us here on this trip, we certainly appreciate you listening. And Go Illini, we know all about their victory. We were tracking it on our phones. We bought data today. You can buy data on the Verizon International plan for like 10 bucks a day, which is all you can use for 24 hours. It's pretty darn good, including voice calls, too. All right, Diane, that'll wrap it up. Live from the streets of Koh Samui Island in Bangkok, near Bangkok, Thailand, I'm Stevie J on ESPN 93.5.
Pretty cool for Benjamin to get his wish to ride some elephants and to know that they were treated kindly. That's a good thing. ESPN 93.5 with Stevie J Travel, his tour of Asia and Koh Samui Island today. Pretty neat. All right, I wanted to talk to you about some of the top financial concerns amongst generations in 2019. Financial stress, it really doesn't matter what age, it seems like. Finances are the top cause for stress for 28% of the baby boomers, 46% of Generation Xers, and 42% of the millennials. The millennials, born between the mid-80s and the early 2000s, are more concerned about meeting their current expenses. and how to pay that off, and credit card use, and monthly necessities. Looks like the Generation Xers, born from the mid-60s to the early 80s, are running out of money now and in retirement. And they are concerned about covering emergency expenses should something occur. The baby boomers, those born between 1946 and 1964, are concerned about health care and retirement and their health care benefits. The experts at Busey encourage all generations to get back to the financial basics and budget. They have wealth experts that are willing to meet with you, the finance resources to get you back on track. Make 2019 the year. They've got these financial calculators and podcasts and insights from the experts as you visit the Resource Center at Busey.com. Member FDIC, 1-800-67-BUSEY. Back with the sports headlines next.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you learn what the problem is so you can fix it the first time. And the best part is, it'll do it for free, helping you save time and money down the road. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey Cardinals Nation, the Cardinals Caravan presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance is coming your way. It's your chance to get up close and personal with your favorite team. Get the latest scoop on the upcoming season from current players, Cardinals alumni, and broadcasters. Plus, there will be raffle prizes and autographs for the kids. Folks, jump on the caravan, the Cardinals Caravan, rolling into Champaign on Friday, January 18th. For more information, visit cardinals.com/caravan.
Since we're talking about the Cardinal Caravan, Tom Ackerman, the broadcaster, is in on the fun today, and I had a chance to talk with him and ask him, what is the Cardinal Caravan?
Well, the Cardinals Caravan is absolutely one of the best ways to visit with the Cardinals players. We actually bring the players to the fans, and we go all over Cardinals Nation. So it covers numerous states, and in Illinois, Champaign has been a staple for us. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. And we'll be there at noon on Friday at the iHotel and Conference Center, as you mentioned. And I've done the Champaign trip before. And I remember it being the first stop that I think that I ever made on the Cardinals Caravan. And I think it was in 2014 when I started doing them. And it was just awesome. I mean, we had such a good time. We visited with everybody. It was a great way to get it started. We bring players with us. We bring alumni with us. We let you ask questions of them. And, yes, there are autographs for the kids. Now, you get those kids out of school and get them over there. So it starts at noon, and the first 400 children, 15 and under, through the door get a free autograph ticket. So I try to show up a little bit before noon to make sure that you get one. And what that does is the kid gets an autograph from each person on the table. So we're going to have Jose Martinez. I really got lucky with this, Diane. I got one of the best groups ever. So Jose Martinez, who's just a great person, he is an outfielder, first baseman from Venezuela. Love Jose. John Brebbia, who's just a character, a good man. He's one of the best relievers on the team. John Gant, versatile pitcher. I was with him last year. This is actually my third straight time with Jose also. I was with John Gant last year. He's great. Lane Thomas, up-and-coming young outfielder for this organization. And then two, I mean, I have two alumni who do as much talking as I do. Albert Bosque, who's been a staple on TV and radio for years, and then Benji Molina, who's one of the Spanish-speaking broadcasters for the Cardinals, and Yadi's older brother, who played in the big league. So it's a great group that we have on Friday.
Thank you, Tom Ackerman. We'll hear from him. Lon Tay, who's on the air with Michael Carpenter between 4 and 6 here on ESPN 93.5, is leading up our Q&A. Once again, this afternoon, starting at noon, doors open at 11 at the iHotel and Conference Center. Denver beat the Bulls 135-105. We had Philadelphia over the Pacers yesterday, too. Unfortunately, Nebraska beat our Illini women's basketball team. That final 77-67. New York Rangers over the Blackhawks, and the Boston Bruins beat the St. Louis Blues. Michigan State with a Big Ten, a game we were watching yesterday at number 6 in the nation, beating Nebraska 70-64. Now we need to move on to the weather, and we've got this winter storm warning with us. Starts at midnight tonight, runs through midnight tomorrow. 3 to 5 inches. We can do this. We've got some slick conditions, too, depending on where you are in our listening area. More inches to the north and ice to the south. We've got a low 28 into the evening tonight, but up to 33 today. Maybe some fog issues this morning. Keep those headlights on. Tomorrow's high at 29, down to 11. Winds up to 35 miles per hour. 18 the high on Sunday, partly cloudy. Here's your Fox Business Minute at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Purdue is recalling chicken nuggets because they could be contaminated with wood. The recall involves 68,000 pounds of gluten-free organics breaded chicken breast nuggets sold at stores nationwide. Netflix added 8.8 million new paid subscribers in the holiday season, but it's not good enough for Wall Street. Netflix earnings were also better than expected, but it wasn't bringing in as much money as forecast. Tesla is cutting jobs so it can sell its Model 3 at a lower price. The Wall Street Journal reports a memo from CEO Elon Musk to company employees says the company is cutting its workforce by 7%. CVS, Caremark, and Walmart have resolved their dispute over payments. They have reached a multi-year deal that will allow you to use your Caremark pharmacy plan at Walmart. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Enjoy the area's best dining opportunities during Restaurant Week. Here's your chance to step up to the plate January 25th through February 2nd and enjoy some really fine food. There's a complete and varied selection of delectables awaiting your appetite, like at Houlihan's Restaurant. It's an experience that will awaken your taste buds and make your senses sing with their gourmet and made-from-scratch dishes. Houlihan's, a great place to start your 9-day adventure in eating during Restaurant Week. Find out more at RestaurantWeek.com.
Hi, Diane. We're in Nagasaki, and I just wanted to say a shout-out to Ben Quattrone at Honda BMW, DriveChampaign.com, because when else would I want? I told him I'd do a report from Japan, where Honda is from, and obviously I love working with Ben. He's a great guy and has an amazing dealership. So, Ben, I'm in Japan doing a Honda commercial for you because you are an award-winning dealership, Honda President's Award. If you want to go get great service, you want to have great people around you, you go to Honda BMW. Just go online at drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com, and say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone and tell him you heard Stevie J talking about his dealership just off Neil at Burwash in Savoy, live from Japan on ESPN 93.5.
All right. Cool to get that shout out to Ben Quattrone as Stevie J tours Asia. That's left me back at the ranch here in Urbana, Illinois, and I'm now connected to L.A. where author Blake Freeman is joining the show. Hi, Blake.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for being on the show with me. I know you've got this book called Haibu, Lost in New York. It's a kid's book. Tell us about it.
It is. It's about a little girl who finds out she can speak with animals, and then she uses that ability to save animals worldwide. So we mainly focus on wild animals.
I love it. What a great theme to your book, a great plot. And Lost in New York, I mean, I guess there's animals at the zoo in New York then?
Well, yeah, so she's from further north. Basically, it's from a mythical place that we've made up. But, it would be somewhere in Nova Scotia kind of area.
Okay.
And she gets lost on a floating iceberg, ends up in New York, and saves them from a circus. Not sure if you know, New York just banned the use of animals in circuses over the last year.
So. Okay. So that kind of stimulated your passion for wildlife and animals and the youth of America and got this story going. Haibu is a very common name. Where did you come up with that?
I just, when you want something to catch on, especially something that we feel as important as this, you got to have something that's kind of snappy, and hi and boo are two cute things that everybody says, so we put them together, and now we got Haibu.
Sounds awesome. We have an opportunity for folks to tap into this children's book if they want to text in book to 359-2255. I know my friend Kara said she's going to send me some books, and we'll try to connect with some of our listeners, 359-2255, if they'd like to tap into Haibu Lost in New York. Well, tell us about yourself. Have you been riding long?
You know, I normally make comedy movies, not for kids, but so this is kind of an untapped area for me. But it's gone really, really well, and it's very exciting, very fulfilling, knowing that you're actually doing something impactful as well.
Nice. I see that in L.A. you've had some filmmaking experience too. I saw A Journey to Planet Sanity.
That's correct. I got that movie, and there's a movie out now. We have a Netflix movie called All About the Money, which I'm also the lead actor in with Eddie Griffin, and wrote, directed that one as well.
How awesome. Now, where are you from? Are you a California guy?
You know, I was actually born in Springfield, Illinois.
Hey!
And grew up. Yeah, right. And grew up in Nashville, Tennessee. So. But L.A. is definitely home now. When you come out here and you step outside, you see this weather. It's definitely going to be home. It grabs you.
So is this a long read, this Haibu Lost in New York? What's the age range you're looking for?
You know, it's really about age anywhere from 5 to 10, 11, 12, kind of. That's kind of the key range. It's a chapter book. It's about 120 pages with a lot of pictures, illustrations as well. And then this is also a television series right now, negotiation, and also a feature film, which we have also. So, a lot of Haibu to come.
Nice. Blake Freeman, my guest here on ESPN 93.5, Haibu Lost in New York. So we can go to any kind of online site and purchase this ourselves?
Well, yes, Amazon, or it should be anywhere books are sold from a great publisher, Graphic Arts and Ingram. So it's, and also you can go to www.haibu.love, so it's haibu.love, and get more information, or you can see me at facebook.com/Blake Freeman, and I'll answer any questions for you.
Terrific. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. ESPN 93.5, pretty cool guest there, and Blake Freeman here on ESPN 93.5. And again, text the word book to 359-2255 if you're interested in getting this read yourself. Haibu Lost in New York.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality services standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Looking for a cool way to get a new air conditioning and heating system without breaking the bank? The Advantage program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you high-quality AC and heating equipment for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never a charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new home comfort system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your GuySmart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut. We cut
Fox
the wait.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. There's a report that special counsel Robert Mueller has evidence that President Trump told his former attorney to lie to Congress.
BuzzFeed cites two federal law enforcement officials as saying President Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about plans for a Trump Tower in Moscow. Cohen admitted to one count of lying to Congress last November. President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said, "If you believe Cohen, I can get you a great deal on the Brooklyn Bridge."
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says more than 100 million Americans have a winter storm in the forecast.
The Midwest, the Great Lakes, the Northeast, New England, we could have blizzard conditions this weekend. The jackpot of snow is going to be across the interior Northeast and New England. That rain-snow mix line is going to be right around New York City. So wherever that kind of hovers, it could cut back on some of the snow totals. We still don't really have a grasp on those snow totals. It's going to be kind of a range.
From an inch to 2 to 3 feet in eastern Maine. This is Fox News.
I'm feeling better about our 3 to 5 inches with our winter storm warning. If Maine's getting 2 to 3 feet, wow. Our forecast is coming up shortly. We want to get our local news, and it's brought to you by Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. With 2019 here, have you been looking at areas of your home or office that need upgraded when it comes to appliances? And you love the look and, you know, durability of Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices and a great selection here in Central Illinois, located in Decatur, Springfield, Bloomington, and here in Champaign, just off I-74 on Neal Street. You can also visit Dick Van Dyke Appliance World online. Been in business since 1977. Online, it's appliance-world.com. Here's Jamie Monticelli at 7:32.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Urbana man has been arrested after an investigation into a reported shooting led to a high-speed chase on Interstate 74. After the shooting investigation, officers were led to a suspect, 31-year-old Robert Ellis Moore. Police were watching Moore's home when they saw a vehicle similar to the one described in the shooting leave the home. Police tried to stop the vehicle, but the driver took off onto I-74 with speeds hitting 100 miles an hour. The driver headed to St. Joseph, then went back to his Urbana neighborhood. He was eventually boxed in a parking lot near his home. He was arrested on multiple charges. A Champaign man has been charged with exposing himself near the Illini Union bookstore. 19-year-old Ernesto Valencia Godinez has been charged with public indecency. He was between Cobble Hall and the Illini Union bookstore at the time. A person apparently saw him with his pants around his knees in a sex act. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Much to my disappointment, not one, but two quarterbacks appear to be leaving the University of Texas. Cam Rising is transferring from Texas to Utah. And Shane Buechele, who started as a true freshman for Texas but ultimately lost out to Sam Ellinger, is now in the transfer portal. What this means, I think, is parity is coming to college football. No longer can you bury talent on your depth chart. Remember in the old days in college football, back before scholarship limits? That was the game plan. Big schools would give everybody in the state a scholarship just to deprive them from other schools. They had no intention of playing some of these guys. Just give them a scholarship to sit them on your bench so your opponent, your rival, your competitor doesn't get them. That's what's changing in college football. Talent is getting spread out around the country, and that's going to mean parity.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you learn what the problem is so you can fix it the first time. And the best part is, it'll do it for free, helping you save time and money down the road. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
It's Matthew McKinney. He's our law enforcement official of the month. You're not the bad guys. You're trying to help. I would think a domestic would be an awful thing to go in on because you don't know. There's a lot of variables there with alcohol and drugs and history and all these. How do you even navigate something like that?
Yeah, it is. Those are sometimes the most difficult calls because there's so much, you know, passion involved in those situations, and there's so many deep-rooted things going on that we a lot of times have no understanding of. And so you got to kind of come in with some compassion, some understanding, and some patience.
Several years ago, I thought it got pretty particularly rough for the respect for police. Has it improved at all since maybe two and a half years ago?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a pendulum effect. I think things always kind of go back and forth. You know, there were times when it was really rough. I think it's gotten better. There's times where people don't like what we do, and we understand that. We didn't sign up for this job to make friends necessarily. We know there's a job to do, and we've got to do it. But it's nice when people respect and appreciate what we're doing and understand that it has to get done sometimes.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Rodney Carrington is coming to Champaign's Virginia Theater Thursday, February 28th, and ESPN 93.5 is sending you for free.
My wife had never been out there. She came out. She wanted to go shopping in Beverly Hills because she'd seen it on the Travel Channel. We got down there, and I bought her a shoe because I couldn't afford the other one.
Listen starting Monday, January 21st, to win your way in. Get more details and buy your tickets at ESPNCU.com. Be listening starting January 21st to win free tickets. Rodney Carrington, February 28th at the Virginia with ESPN 93.5.
Overcast, some fog issues now. We've got a high 32 expected today. 28 our low tonight. Temperatures not fluctuating much. We have a 100% chance of snow coming our way overnight. Winter storm warning starts at midnight and extends through Saturday night at midnight. We're expecting 3 to 5 inches to come our way, and the winds will pick up to 35 miles per hour on the gusts. Sunday, it's bitterly cold with a high 18, low 6 expected, but back up to 21, Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday. In case you have that day off, partly cloudy conditions are expected. Once again, the red flag is on Saturday, so make arrangements to do what you can to just stay safe and get yourself ready. Again, 3 to 5 inches, we can handle that. We're currently at 33. It's overcast on ESPN 93.5. Get your business ready with CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They have the snow melt that you need, any kind of shovels and the like. They have all kinds of industrial cleaning equipment, dry and wet vacuums, scrubbers and sweepers. Betsy and Brad Parks and the team at CMI can meet with you for an assessment. Just call 359-6262 or online. It's CMIclean.com. We've got a guest coming up to talk about some of the candidates putting their hat in the ring for the 2020 election. We'll be visiting with Antoine Seawright next on ESPN 93.5.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, will have a limited amount of the Flying Illini bobbleheads with the 30th anniversary collector's boxes for sale. The bobbleheads are being released one at a time at Illinois men's basketball games, and if you can't make it to the games, you can buy them in stores and at GameDaySpirit.com. Get all five bobbleheads at the stadium on February 5th as Game Day Spirit sponsors this year's Orange Out game. Spice up your Illini wardrobe with a brand new orange shirt and wear it when Illinois plays Michigan State. Get your gear at game day and go Illini.
Hey Cardinals Nation, the Cardinals Caravan presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance is coming your way. It's your chance to get up close and personal with your favorite team. Get the latest scoop on the upcoming season from current players, Cardinals alumni, and broadcasters. Plus, there will be raffle prizes and autographs for the kids. Folks, jump on the caravan. The Cardinals Caravan. Rolling into Champaign on Friday, January 18th. For more information, visit cardinals.com/caravan.
Antoine Seawright joining our studio line at 359-2255. That should not prevent you, though, from texting in at ESPN 93.5. I've had author Blake Freeman on, and he's giving away his book. You can text in the word book if you're interested in getting that. We also have some flowers to give away today from Blossom Basket Florist. So I'll reach out to you if you're a winner here on ESPN 93.5. Antoine Seawright, you're a winner, political strategist in the Carolinas. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm good. So we're looking at people starting to think about running for president in 2020 already?
Well, I don't know if it's already. People started running, I think, the day that Donald Trump took office in January of 2017, because I think Democrats realized that we were going to be in a battle for America's soul, and it's one we could not afford to lose going forward. And I think what we've seen from this president, this administration, and even this Republican Congress over the past several years is that there's a fierce urgency of now to rescue our country and bring it back to a place that I think we all can be proud of.
Well, people are reaching out and telling their potential voters in different ways, some choosing late-night talk shows. Can you get us up to date as to what you've seen out there of who is running?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who are flirting with the idea of running. But I always caution people, as someone who's been in this business for almost 15 years and who's been through three presidential primaries, everyone who flirts to start out doesn't always marry the idea of running for president, because there's so many factors that will determine their viability and their long-term success. And in a very crowded field, a B-level or a C-level candidate will not go as far as some of the top-tier names. And so there's going to be a few key elements that will be very important for any person thinking about running for president. First of all, a message, a good messenger, so whoever the candidate will be, momentum, and money, of course. And money is the big factor, because in a crowded field, sustainability will be very important. And I've been unapologetic to any candidate who's reached out to me about me coming on board with their campaign that the key to this nomination, as it has been the past two presidential primaries, will be whoever can win in South Carolina. And I jokingly said in a recent column I wrote for BuzzFeed that the road to heaven and the White House runs through South Carolina, so if you want to go to either, you better get here very quickly.
Oh, boy. Now, as a former senior advisor to Hillary Clinton, you're knowing what this is all about as you work with a blueprint strategy. So you just eat this for lunch, huh, Antoine?
Oh, I love it. This is the one thing that makes me get up in the morning and makes me go to sleep for just a few hours in the middle of the night, because I understand, again, the urgency that we are dealing with in our country. But I also understand the importance of having a very robust and intense primary so that people can see and hear from the wonderful slate of candidates that we have on our bench as Democrats in this country. There's always this argument or discussion that Democrats do not have a bench. There are not many people on the sidelines. It's the party of old white men. But I think we're going to see a display of talent that will dispute that. We have a record number of women who will be running. We will have a record number of African-American candidates who will be running. And now we've already heard from one Latino, at least, who will be running former mayor of San Antonio, Castro. And so I'm really excited. We will have diversity in age from the Joe Biden of the world all the way down to the Cory Bookers and the Castros of the world. And so I'm really excited about what will come and what can come from our primary.
Well, it sounds like it. How do we keep in touch with you so we can keep up with you coming into that 2020 zone there when we're actually voting, Antoine? What's your Twitter?
I'm on social media.
Okay.
AntJuanSea. That's my Twitter and my Instagram. But I warn everyone, if you say crazy things or say racist, bigot things, you will get blocked and reported.
I see.
If you threaten me, I will send you to the FBI.
I see. Don't be afraid. All right. Well, good to talk with the South Carolinian who's so feisty this morning. I appreciate you being on.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. ESPN 93.5. We are excited about the Cardinal Caravan coming in to the iHotel and Conference Center. And yes, if your kid's getting good grades, why not? iHotel and Conference Center, doors open at 11. Kids 15 and under get an autographed ticket, and they can come up in groups of 20 or so and get that one item autographed from the panel. And Illini Land FCA is selling some raffle tickets. The event is free, but if you want to bring $5 and do that 6 for $5 and try to win some things, I was talking with Tom Ackerman. The Cardinal staff really brings some good stuff.
Yeah, they'll have a lot of that, too. You know, a lot of stuff for the parents and kids to get. And, you know, it's a great event. I mean, it's just a celebration of baseball and a great way to kick off the season. And that's the thing. You know, I've been saying this for a while about the Cardinals Caravan. Other than spring training, which not everybody is able to get to, it's the closest access you have to the players. I really believe that. And it's actually better than spring training in some ways because in spring training they're working. You know, they have a job to do. They're going from field to field, and they're getting ready for the season, and they have games to play. The caravan, they're there for you. I mean, the only reason they go on this is to visit with fans. So this is your opportunity and really their opportunity. And having been with the guys on these trips before, they really enjoy it. I mean, we get on the bus, and this trip, Champaign will be the first stop, but then we go to Peoria for a private event Friday night, and then we're there in Peoria Saturday, and we have a Bloomington, Illinois stop on Saturday afternoon. But we talk on the bus about, hey, I met this kid, you know, that was wearing my jersey, or, you know, a player will say, or, you know, I had a great talk with a Cardinals fan who'd been around for many years, and, you know, so they love visiting with the fans. And they really look forward to seeing those big crowds. And, yeah, I'll get up there and I'll say a few things about the guys as the MC, and then I'll conduct a Q&A with them, and we'll make sure that you get some good inside information about what it's like to be a big league ball player. And the Cardinals, I think, are going to be really good. That also gets into it because I think the fans this year have a little more of a feel for, you know, there's some urgency with this team to be really good. And I think that you'll get that, too.
Today at noon, totally free, iHotel and Conference Center just south of the State Farm Center at First and St. Mary. Hope to see you there. And if you want to be the first person to high-five me, say I heard you this morning, I'll have a Cardinal calendar ready to hand over. I know I'm more of a Cubs fan, but I have some stuff. So it's all good. ESPN 93.5, your St. Louis Cardinal affiliate. And over on U.S. 105.9 for your Chicago Cubs. Let's take a look at sports with Nebraska beating our Illini women's basketball team 77-67. So we're 1-5 in the Big Ten and 9-8 overall. Parkland's men's and women's basketball team beating Malcolm X College yesterday. On to the NBA, where the Denver Nuggets beat the Bulls at final 135-105. And Philadelphia beat the Pacers. Onto the ice, New York Rangers over the Blackhawks 4-3 yesterday. Boston Bruins over the St. Louis Blues 5-2 yesterday. In Big Ten basketball, number 6 Michigan State was at Nebraska and beat them 70-64. Next up for our Illini at noon on Sunday, we'll be facing Iowa. The next home game will be against Wisconsin on Wednesday. So we'll have some tickets next week. I think Stevie J's due back by that time, so he'll be in studio to give things away, so that'll be good. Illinois wrestling this weekend. In fact, ladies' night with some wine glasses
handed out to the first couple hundred ladies as we support our Illini wrestling as they take on Minnesota. Big Ten action tonight. Northwestern is at Rutgers and Maryland is at Ohio State. Maria Sharapova and Roger Federer doing well in the Australian Open as that continues. ESPN 93.5, we've got your forecast coming up shortly.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you learn what the problem is so you can fix it the first time. And the best part is, it'll do it for free, helping you save time and money down the road. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Stevie J on his tour of Asia, meeting all kinds of interesting people, and the Princess Sapphire is the ship that he's on.
On the ship, there are fabulous entertainers, and Monique Dehaney is one of them. She's a singer, she's from Jamaica, and she lives in Tokyo. I've got to know how in the world some talent from Jamaica ends up in Tokyo.
I know, it's so far, and there are no flights from Jamaica to Tokyo. Now, after university, I moved to Japan to work for the government. So I did that for about, yep.
How does that work?
I got placed from Jamaica, moved to a small town in Japan called Kochi City, and I was teaching at a university for a couple of years. And then one day I kind of just happened to become a singer. I was at a birthday party. Somebody asked me to sing, sang happy birthday. The right people were there, and they asked me if I wanted to start singing. Started singing with famous Japanese boy bands. I had to quit my job at the university, and it's worked out. It's really worked out. I've done a lot of commercials in Japan, a lot of backing vocals for artists, a lot of recordings, just everything, a lot of live gigs, and I released an all-Japanese album as well.
I am stunned that you didn't know you could sing till happy birthday. Are you serious?
I never thought of singing as something I would do, and it's never something I practiced or learned to do. Of course, in the shower you sing, or every now and again, but I guess other people knew that I probably had the ability to, but, you know, it was never something I was interested in or ever thought about.
So when you perform, what do you think about?
It depends on the audience. If the audience is giving me good energy, I think, yay, I love my life. I want to keep doing this forever and ever. And then if the audience is just being really quiet, I think about the beach in Hawaii. And I think about all the new places I could travel to.
But, you know, crowds vary. Some are going to be just eating out of your hand. Mm-hmm. Others are just older and quieter and not as fun, and you deal with it. You have to adjust.
You have to adjust. But some people, I would just say some people eat more quietly than others. They're generally good on cruise ships. Every now and again, you'll have people who are just exhausted, and no matter what you do, you know, they're just thinking about their tours the next morning. And those can be a little bit depressing, but other than that, it's
but
it's
you
really
know
fun.
How good you are. You wouldn't be on a ship, you wouldn't be in Japan, you wouldn't be hired, you wouldn't be working as a working singer. You have to be really good to get paid.
Every time people tell me how much they enjoyed the show, I am humbled every single time. For somebody who did not know this is, you know, who wasn't trained to do this, and it's just figuring it out as I go along, and I'm dealing with people from all over the world. And it's singing, and I'm not singing ballads. I'm not getting up and I'm not singing a bunch of Whitney ballads that is easy to sell. And I'm not doing a tribute show. I'm doing like 5 different genres in one show and just praying that they love it. So you don't really know you're good. You just hope that you're the taste for the audience, and when they love it, you feel good.
Monique Dehaney, what is your favorite genre?
Honestly, I'd have to say jazz. And then reggae,
And then funk. Point is, I don't have a favorite genre. I love everything.
When you go back to Tokyo, what will your routine be? I mean, how many performances do you generally do in a week?
It depends on how long I'm in Tokyo, but on weekends, on a Saturday, I'll probably run through about 4 or 5 weddings in different locations. And weekdays, I'll do probably recordings for commercials. And then sometime nighttime shows at the Hilton Hotel Tokyo, specifically Hilton. It all depends. Every week is different. Sometimes I take time off and I do nothing.
Why don't you say, my name is Stevie J. That's my name, Stevie J. Say, thank you, Stevie J, people all over Central Illinois for listening in Japanese.
People from all over Central Illinois?
Central Illinois.
Illinois-san no tachi, Stevie J no radio bangumi. Kyou wa kiite kureta hontou ni arigatou gozaimashita.
So beautiful.
That's because I'm making it beautiful. No,
that's last thing, what's the best thing about Jamaica?
Oh, the food.
Yeah.
The food, without a doubt. The food. The food. Has to be the food. And I think a lot of people don't understand the food because it's so different. Mm-hmm. So they miss out on a lot. But I would definitely have to say the food.
How do you survive without the food? Then you make it yourself?
There's a huge Jamaican community in Japan.
I did not know that.
The Japanese Prime Minister went to Jamaica last year to recruit 5,000 girls.
Really?
To teach English in Japan. I just think he's trying to interbreed, you know. But I think the food is fine. We can get some things. There are a few Jamaican restaurants. The embassy is really strong. So it's not too bad. And I go home quite often.
Awesome.
I jump between the States and Jamaica quite often. Like,
you have frequent flyer miles. You know how to fly.
I know how to fly. Like, hey. I'm going to L.A. next week, and I'm not paying.
Okay. That's nice. I want everybody to Google Monique Dehaney. Look it up. She's the fabulous energy. One incredible singer. You can buy her CDs. Support this artist, Monique Dehaney. And it's a pleasure and honor to meet you, and so nice of you to chat with me.
And thank you for having me, Stevie J. That's amazing, and I wish you all the best with your radio program. I'll make sure to listen to it as well and post it on social media.
There it is, folks. You can hear this on podcasts, as Diane always posts at ESPN 93.5 live from the Sapphire Princess.
All right, and we've been doing a flower giveaway today. I've been having folks text in to ESPN 93.5. Great to get the reports from Stevie. Ron Bailey from Blossom Basket Florist, are you on the line?
I am, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for treating someone like Jordan from St. Joe. Jordan, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Tell us what happened.
So after the new year, my wife was in some really bad pain, and sat at the ER for about 8 hours to find out that she needed to have an emergency surgery on her appendix. So we were at the hospital for 3 total days, and she was just a trooper. And, you know, she's been going through a little bit of a hard time. Work started back up, and she wasn't able to go. But within 3 days after the surgery, she went ahead and went back to work. And, you know, I just felt like she was a strong woman, and this nice work.
All right, Jordan. Thanks for thinking of Morgan, who had the appendix surgery. Ron, it's tough when you're going through health issues.
Oh, it is. It is. And I know how we can brighten her day.
How's that?
We can send her just a brilliant colored floral arrangement that'll really lift her spirits.
Sweet. I love that. When we bring people together through flowers, from simple to simply magnificent, 367roseandblossombasket.com. God bless you, Ron Bailey. Such a great flower
shop. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
All right. You take care. All right. That worked out okay. I'm proud of myself pressing all the buttons here while Stevie J is out. I'm Diane Ducey, keeping the ship afloat here on ESPN 93.5. And this is definitely something people are wanting to know about. Our weather with a high 32 today, some patchy fog down to 28 this evening. That 30% chance of snow turns into 100% chance of snow, 3 to 5 inches expected. maybe like 1 to 3 and then more on Saturday as the day progresses into the early afternoon, they're saying. And the winds will pick up. Gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Temperatures dropping down to 11 on Saturday night. Only up to 18 on Sunday. Down to around 6 Sunday evening. Martin Luther King Jr. Day looks like a high 21, partly cloudy. Again, the winter storm warning. Midnight tonight until midnight tomorrow. So if you could stay home, maybe do some binge watching or things like that that people do these days. I know I recently caught that Bird Box that over 48 million people have viewed, that Sandra Bullock movie on Netflix, and I'm still thinking about that movie. It was very thought-provoking. 7:58 again. The temperature's 30 now. Thanks for taking us along. We had that giveaway with Ron Bailey, a Blossom Basket Florist, and we had folks texting in 359-2255 to get a free book this morning.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Shannon.
And Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
MissionMatch.org.
Winter is about to show its face in East Central Illinois. The snow is on the way. And when you need help, Reynolds Towing is the place to call. Stuck in a ditch? Car won't start? Since 1980, Reynolds Towing has been there with you through winter weather in Central Illinois. Towing, roadside assistance, anytime, any place, any size. That's Reynolds Towing. Count on them 24/7. ReynoldsTowingInc.com or call 217-337-0913. Call Reynolds Towing.